So now that you're approaching retirement age again, what do you think is the future of your store?
Well, there isn't anybody in the family that is retirement age that would be interested in taking over the store. So I don't know. I'm getting a little bit apprehensive about what to do, my wife and I are. So, I mean, we spend, I come in, down at 7:45 and have a coffee at the same little diner in Cooperstown I did when I was postmaster, and get all the news that's fit to print and some that isn't, and come up and open up at 8:00. And I'm here the entire time for 11 hours. So instead of being an 8-hour day job, I've got an 11-hour day job on retirement. So it's difficult to say what exactly is going to happen. Would be nice if somebody in the family did take it over, but I can see where the problem would be, because you don't make a very good living at it. And it's a lot of work. Constantly getting stuff in and having to put it up and price it and, you know, do that kind of stuff. And but of course, like my wife said when I told her it's time to retire, she says, well, you're not going to come home, so she better do something else. So we traveled there for a period of time there, and then, of course, then it was taken care of. My mother fell and broke her hip and couldn't get around too good. Of course, she was already in her late 80s. And so we took the store over. That kept me busy. As long as I'm healthy, then it's all right.
So, could you mention your family, your sons and daughters? You said you had a daughter.
We had four children. Our daughter, Laura, lives up in the Adirondack region. She works for the ARC. She works for them. She was a teacher. She graduated from Cortland College down there. And she works for them. And she handles, she has quite a caseload. And she manages, I think my wife said she's handling an eight caseload up there. Yeah. So, and she's married, and she has four children. The oldest one graduated from Dartmouth Medical School. She has three daughters and a son. And the son graduated from Hamilton College. He says he's got the best job in the world. He works for Saranac Beer Company. And the other two daughters, one of them is graduated from college up in Vermont, and was accepted to the architectural school down in Atlanta, Georgia Tech. And she's working down there, has a really nice job. And the last one, the youngest one, graduated from anyway, she went on to another college, which was Purdue, and she's changed her degree. She wants to change her degree to medicine. So, that was our daughter's family there. Our oldest son is GNS, the head of GNS Construction, who builds these big fancy houses in Cooperstown. He has 8 people that work for him. He's working on 2 different houses at the same time right now. That keeps him busy. But he's doing all right for himself. And our second son, he graduated from Stevens Institute of Technology down in Hoboken, New Jersey. Electrical engineer, and worked for Intel and AMD out in California. But he's had some bad luck lately. He and 3 other guys designed some sort of a switch. It's beyond my capability of understanding exactly what it is. But to be able to switch fiber optics from one thing to another, and turned around and sold it to Intel. And Intel paid them a monthly stipend, sizable. He was married and had 1 child, and he started drinking. So he came back. That's him out there. He does the computer work. My wife and I are not. I definitely am not computer off. But wife's doing pretty good on it. But he does a lot of the setup stuff. Takes care of all the computer, anything to do with the computer things for us. And keeps busy doing the other stuff around here that you do in small towns. He manages a cigar store downtown next to where the movie theater used to be. So he's doing all right, but he's got to be careful though. Yeah. And our youngest son, he was a smart cookie. He graduated from Cooperstown, and he went to University of Pennsylvania, UPenn, and graduated from there in medicine, and applied to all the big colleges for medicine, ended up in Harvard Medical School, and graduated next to the top of the class. And Harvard kept him, and his medical work is at Beth Israel Hospital in Boston, and he's a diagnostic MRI on stomachs and stuff, and he's responsible for even setting up the testing and selecting the MRI with a fellow nuclear physicist, which apparently it takes. That's about all I know of what it does. Yep, so they're doing all right.
So you've lived here a long time in period of your time in Cooperstown. What are some of the changes in the community that you have seen over these last few years, and it's over the span of your lifetime?
Actually, it has not changed very much. They just keep trying to adapt to the influx of people coming and going here. Parking is one of the biggest problems that Cooperstown has. Nobody likes to lose their parking place in front of the house. and the offshoot tourism is probably one of the largest ones. People like to come here, have a summer camp here, but don't have the capability of finding work here. So therefore, they work someplace else in summer here in the summers. That's probably one of the largest things that has changed since I was a child here. But we used to camp out on the lake and go swimming and do this, that, and everything else. But you can't do that kind of stuff anymore now. You can if you own a place on the lake, but that's it. That's one thing that's definitely changed here. But we getting near our time?
So it sounds like all your children went off to college. Did you receive any aid? Because it seems, especially since being in a small town and all four of your children going off to college and having successful careers, did you find any aid for that?
Yeah. Clark's. The one that went to Harvard Medical School, they give scholarships, but they won't give it any further than the 4-year colleges, unless you're a doctor. So when he went to Harvard, he got accepted to almost every medical school that he applied to. So but when he went to Harvard, he got a Clark scholarship. Paid for, I'd say, 75% maybe of his college, which is a hell of a sum. I mean, he still owes something like $50,000 or something. I probably paid it off by now, but you just can't tell. You never know. But the kids did fine. Kids do better than I did.
Probably you. How long have you been up in the Fillmore House?
The graduate program, right?
I'm just a first year student. Wow. So, but what would you say? So you said you traveled a lot. You do a lot of importing the beers from all different kind of countries. Do you think that traveling with the Navy influenced you to travel more?
Yeah, definitely. Every time I went overseas, it was in the Mediterranean, the Sixth Fleet. And it really wasn't a big thing because there wasn't anything big going on at the time. I mean, we weren't at war with anybody. We were basically over there for peacekeeping purposes. There was a problem with the country, and then we went over. The first time we went over there, we stood off the Suez Canal when the British were having trouble with the blockade there. And when we landed the Marines in Beirut, Lebanon, our main job was to keep track of the Russian planes that were flying over there, annoying them. And so forth and so on. And there was something necessarily going on with the country that they didn't know what to do, then we could go there and stand off a couple of hundred miles out to see and keep track of things and report back, depending on what the Admiral wanted to do. But that's about all. It was interesting. I did go to an awful lot of countries over there. Very enjoyable. In some countries we couldn't go into, Yugoslavia, we were allowed in there, and several of the North African countries we weren't allowed into, but the rest of them were all right. France, Spain, very enjoyable. Yeah. Yep.
So what would you say would be your favorite place that you visited over there? If you pick one?
Well, my wife's family was Yugoslav. And we went over there with them 4 different times. Very enjoyable. Good family. Nice family. Yeah. After her mother and father died, she got a nice inheritance. And so we took the entire family. She has a brother, who went to the Naval Academy, and he was their captain of a submarine. Had to stay under the North Pole for 6 months out of the year. But anyway, we took them all over there, all the kids and everything. And got a, we had a tour agency here in Cooperstown, which is a very nice agency. Set the whole thing up. Got the tour guide, the bus, and everything. And really enjoyed that trip. So, yeah, that was a good trip. In fact, two or three of them have been over there since then.
So, what are some, as a local business person, what are some issues that face the Cooperstown community today you feel that should be addressed?
Can you order a case of Utica Club?
Yep. I can.
Yep. Well, this is somebody who wants the whole case by the 21st, so. Cans or bottles?
Either one, probably.
All right, Tom.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Sorry. So, well, I don't know. Actually, the structure work in Cooperstown, the roads,
and
there's a lot of stuff like that that needs repair work, and to tax the people to do this, it upsets the people, so that makes a difference. So the way that what needs to be done there is what happened. They need to be able to get an influx of money. So, I think that's one of the biggest problems they have. Yeah.
So, could you tell me more, just generally, of some issues you've had with the store? Like if there has been like any major problems that you had to overcome while working there?
No, but when I first took over, you know, we had a couple of break-ins. Never had that before. Some of them aren't very brilliant. They're easy to catch. One of the prizes, of course, they don't realize that they don't have a way to get the money. First place, I won't tell you why, but I don't maintain a safe here. But anyway, we roll Canadian coins, quarters. We had 20 rolls. 15 or 20 rolls of Canadian coins underneath the cash register. And the cash register is always open. And that way they don't have to break it and I have to go buy another cash register. But they couldn't get anything, so they stole two or three packs of cigarettes and the rolled coins. So, and of course the police were here and I told them about what was missing. So they told the other stores to be on the lookout for anyone cashing rolls of quarters, Canadian quarters. And sure enough, they filled up the their car down at the Towers gas station down there and paid with four rolls of quarters. Did them in. How much more time are they going to allow for me here?
Probably go maybe like 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes.
So, let's go back a little bit. As your position as postmaster, what were some of your duties?
Well, the town has had four rural routes and three city routes. The biggest thing there is to arrange the delivery order of the routes, because everybody wanted to be first and nobody wanted to be last. So that would maintain a good and bad relationship sometimes. So I had to be a little bit careful there. And when I first started, I had to take the exam for the postmaster's job, so I passed that without any problems. But you had to be careful with who you dealt with in Cooperstown sometimes, let me put it that way. Cooperstown could be a very, I don't know. There's a lot of retired people here, and they've had jobs, unbelievable jobs here. So, and we get some unbelievable visitors here. I mean, the President of the United States has been here five times. And you got, and the post office was right across from the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I put up with a Secret Service on top of the roof, and all this other kind of stuff, you know. You gotta be careful who you insult, and that kind of stuff, that goes on. Moynihan was up here an awful lot. He liked Cooperstown. And he would bring a guest, and he allowed him to hop on his helicopter when he landed, when he came here. So he had that kind of stuff going on all the time. That kind of stuff. Be very careful sometimes when these feet you step on.
Has there been any instances where you step on the wrong feet and then it just kind of spiraled out of control or led to some things?
No, I was lucky. I was lucky on a couple. I was able to apologize on one of them. I didn't realize who it was. Of course, they did identify it, so of course that's where I had it. But no, all in all, it's been pretty good. It was pretty good. Now, I got out of the service, or the Postal Service. Well, I always use the fact that I had to get permission from Albany to buy toilet paper. Why on earth would anybody have to get permission to buy toilet paper? That really burned me. 6 months later, I decided definitely was getting out.
So, well, at the end of our interview, is there any closing remarks you would like to say?
It's been good.
I just want to thank you for your time and this
Good
things, and thank you once again.
Okay.